All right. Good morning. Welcome to each one. It's good to see you all here this morning. It's been a good service so far. I like how there's been a lot of focus, on the goodness of God and just how blessed we are to serve a risen Savior, a God that loves us, a God that is truly awesome. You know, we throw that word awesome around a lot, and it's kind of used loosely sometimes, but when we're describing God, that is true awesomeness. And that's been on my mind a lot lately. I shared a little bit about that Wednesday night too, but just the awesomeness and the sovereignty, how big God is, how much he cares for us, how powerful he is. There's just, you can go on and on and on. It's like, how do you start and how do you stop when you start thinking of God and the qualities of God? And this morning, we're going to do something a little different. I'm kind of going out on a limb here and out of my comfort zone. So I don't know how it's going to go. It's going to be Spirit-led. But there's not going to be a sermon, and I hope you're okay with that. I'd like to spend some time just worshiping and singing and just praising God for his goodness. I thought about titling this, There Is No Message, but I didn't do that. I titled it Praise and Adoration, and I don't want to share a lot. I was trying to figure out in preparing for this, you know, how much do I talk? How much do I just be quiet? And it was funny because I was debating about this, and my Bible flipped open to Ecclesiastes 5, and there's like four or five verses in there that talk about you're in the presence of God, let your words be few. You don't need to babble. You don't need to talk foolishly. Just speak a few words. And so that was my signal that I'm going to try to do that this morning and hush up and get out of the way. But I do want to just talk about singing, praising God just a little bit. You know, you can look all through the Bible and you can find examples of songs and singing and praising God. And when you sing, when you focus on God and worshiping him, it can do different things for you. You know, sometimes we're at a good place, we're feeling close to God, and it's just flowing out of praise and adoration for him. But that's not always the case. Sometimes we're low, sometimes we're bummed out, sometimes we're getting beat up by life, and we just need to focus on God and his love and his majesty. And when we start singing and praising him, it can lift our spirits. And so it can do different things for different people, depending where you're at. But most of all, it gets our focus off of us and puts our focus on God. Because it's hard to focus on yourself when you're singing about an awesome God and his majesty. And if you think about the season of the year that we're in, you know, we're looking forward to communion coming up soon. Right after that, it's Easter. It's a wonderful time for a Christian. You know, you think of communion, not only are we communing with each other, we're communing with our God. How personal and how awesome is that? That we can actually have a relationship, that we can commune personally with our God. And it gives us a lot of reasons to be grateful. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. That God, out of all his awesomeness, you know, he's holy. He's perfectly holy. There's no room for unrighteousness. There's no room for sin in his presence. And what are we? We're broken. We're flawed. We are unrighteous. We are unworthy. We don't deserve to be forgiven and redeemed. But that doesn't matter. God doesn't look at it that way. He gave Jesus. He shed his blood on the cross so that we can be redeemed, so that we can be worthy and we can be counted righteous. And now we can have this relationship with God where we can offer up our praise and our gratitude for all that he's done for us. In spite of our imperfections, you know, we don't deserve any of this. We deserve to be wiped off the face of the earth if we get what we're deserving of. But thank God for his grace and mercy. So I'm not sure how this is all going to go. I have a bunch of songs selected, probably enough to get us through the whole service. But I also want to leave some space. If you have a song that focuses on worship, that focuses on God and His majesty, and you really feel the urge to sing it, raise your hand up high so I can see it, and we'll throw that one in there. I'm not going to keep you like way over time or anything like that. But let's just focus on God and His goodness. Take it personal. Pour out your praise that's in your heart. Whether it sounds awful or it sounds beautiful, make a joyful noise. It doesn't matter. Let's just sing and praise God together this morning. So I'll take care of leading out the songs. Don't feel any pressure on that if you do have one to call out. I do want to read a couple of psalms and starting out with, and we're going to start out, they're very short. Psalms 100 is going to be the first one, and then we'll flip back a page and we'll read some verses out of Psalms 95. Psalms 100, verse 1. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Flip back to Psalms 95. We'll read the first seven verses of that. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. You know, it's hard to pick out psalms that, you know, just a couple psalms to read, speaking of praise and worship to God, because there's just so many of them. But those are just ones that really spoke to me as I was looking at this. Just, man, it makes me feel small and insignificant. But at the same time, it makes me so thankful for the God that we serve. And that's what I want our focus to be. That's my prayer, is that our focus can be on that this morning as we sing. So first of all, if you would turn in the folders to song number 72. This is Come Bless the Lord, and I think we'll sing it through twice. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Okay, also in your folder, if you turn to number 9, As the Deer. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. Desire. Did you have one in the meantime? Okay. We'll turn to number 20 in the Faith and Praise. We worship and adore you. Right above it, number 19, Come Thou Almighty King.
Come Thou Almighty King, help us Thy name to sing, help us to praise, Father of glorious, Lord of victorious,
Number 10 in the folder. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty. Page 393 in the Faith and Praise. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. Number 577 in the Faith and Praise. You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. Let's turn to 75, also in the Faith and Praise. Kind of feels like we need to stand on this one. Why don't we stand up and stretch your bones a little bit?
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day.
Thank you. You can be seated. All right, the next one I have is actually in the Christian Hymnary. It's number 370, How I Praise Thee.
How I praise Thee, precious Savior, that Thy love laid hold of me. Thou hast saved and cleansed and filled me, that I might Thy channel be. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all Thy wondrous power.
Okay, the next one can be found in either the Faith and Praise or the folder. It's Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. It's number 12 in the folder or number 202 in the Faith and Praise. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord above. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, strive the dark of doubt away. Pitch that up and help the bass out a little bit.
All thy works with joy surround thee.
Okay, Cameron raised his hand.
What was it?
167 in the folder. Okay. And was there one over here then? Did I?
Two.
Okay. All right. We'll get that after this one, okay? 167 in the folder. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
The Lord is my light, and my salvation. Whose shall I fear? The Lord is the strength, of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though should encamp me, my Lord shall.
All right, if you turn back to number two, is that correct? Number two in the folder, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. So we actually start out with the chorus, which is the bottom four lines, and then we go back up to the top and sing the verse, okay? Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth.
Forgive me, I said that totally backwards, but anyway, we sang it in the right order. I just had the verse and the chorus mixed up. Chastin.
Number three is the fifth thing.
Three what?
Number three is the fifth thing.
Number three in the faith and praise. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise his name.
Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, Lord,
Okay.
While you're turning there, I'll just say a little bit about it. Last night, Nicole and I were talking, and she was talking about, we were talking about heaven, and Jesus said he's going to go prepare a mansion for us. And I just look forward to seeing, I can't start the mansion he's got prepared for us.
Amen. That's right. Mansion over the hilltop. 881, and the faith and praise. I think this will be the last one, and then I have a closing song we'll sing after we pray. I'm satisfied with just the cottage below, a little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine. Stand. You can turn to 700 in the Faith and Praise as our closing song. Somewhat of a song of consecration and dedication, devotion from us to God, just out of gratitude for what he's done for us. And that last song, that goes right along with what my mind was going to, is just imagine what heaven is. You know, I picture heaven, we're going to be doing nothing but worshiping God and just marveling at his majesty and his awesomeness. And when I read about what is going on in heaven with those that are close to Jesus, it talks about them surrounding the throne, just singing and praising God. And that's just what we did this morning, is just a small taste of what we have to look forward to in heaven. And that's super exciting. So thank you for taking part in this. I hope you were blessed. It was really moving to stand up here and hear you guys. It was beautiful. So thank you for that. Let's go ahead and pray, and we'll sing number 700, and then we'll be dismissed. God, we have so much to be thankful to you today. God, thank you so much for your love, your mercy, your grace that you send down to us each and every day. We're so undeserving, and we're so small and insignificant when we compare ourselves to you. But God, we thank you that in all of your majesty and all of your splendor, you see fit to love us and to care for us, and that you forgive us when we fall. God, help us just to be reminded once again of what an awesome God we serve. God, thank you for the fact that we serve a risen Savior. And God, now as we go, I pray that you would help us to carry this with us as we go throughout the week, and that we would share your love and your light with those that are around us. In Jesus' name, amen. More love, whoops, I'm sorry. More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This is Thank you. You're dismissed.